type of bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Zelle is an early warning services trademark.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Store shelves are empty along Florida's East Coast. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. People are stocking up for Dorian later.
Just getting ready for the hurricane.
Just getting prepared before the storm comes.
Just want to protect against what's coming, potentially.
Dorian brushed past Puerto Rico, but did go over the U.S. Virgin Islands, knocking out power. When it hits someplace on Florida's Atlantic coast this weekend, it could be a much stronger Category 3.
This storm sits 150 miles north of Puerto Rico at this point, and you look out in front of it, nothing but open water, which is going to allow this storm to really intensify here over the next several days and hours.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. President Trump's keeping a close eye on Dorian. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The president tweeting, Hurricane Dorian looks like it will be hitting Florida late Sunday night. Be prepared and please follow state and federal instructions. It will be a very big hurricane, perhaps one of the biggest. Meanwhile, the acting director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Pete Gaynor, says FEMA is well prepared for Dorian.
We have enough money for recovery from the 2017 and 18 disaster seasons and enough resources for this season. We're not worried about it here at FEMA.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency on Wednesday while urging residents to exercise caution. Dave?
John Kirsten Gillibrand's out of the Democratic race, the fifth one to quit the presidential campaign after not qualifying for the next debate next month. Tulsi Gabbard also failed to qualify but isn't giving up.
I'm going to continue focusing on speaking directly to voters across this country.
Only 10 of the candidates qualified. President Trump has twice tweeted replies to news stories he calls totally false or wrong. The Washington Post reported he told his aides to do what they had to do to get more border wall built. If they broke laws, he'd pardon them. MSNBC aired a report. Lawrence O'Donnell retracted, apologized for, saying it wasn't properly vetted. The president says the claim he had business loans co-signed by wealthy Russians is ridiculous. In a half hour, the president will be interviewed on Fox News Talk. You can hear it at BrianKilmeadShow.com. America's listening to Fox News.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Summer's ending, and savings are back in business with Dell's Labor Day Sale. Small businesses can save up to 40% on select business computers with Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything, including a wide selection of thousands of top-brand electronics. Give our specially trained small business technology advisors a call. They can help you find just the right tech to fit your business with Labor Day Savings. Visit Dell.com/businessdeals or call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
House Democrats are already investigating President Trump in six committees, probing everything from Russia ties to possible obstruction of justice to his taxes. Now something else.
The House Judiciary Committee will hold hearings and request documents related to President Trump's consideration of hosting the Group of Seven summit at his Doral Golf Club next year. President Trump floated the idea before departing this year's summit of world leaders in France. The idea has raised ethics and conflict of interest concerns, though President Trump says he does not think his business would make money from the event. The Emoluments Clause of the Constitution prohibits a president from accepting gifts from foreign governments. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A Democrat in Congress is also under scrutiny by the Federal Election Commission. Ilhan Omar, a member of the so-called squad that President Trump infamously said should go back to the countries they came from, she is facing an accusation of having an affair.
The National Legal and Policy Center has filed a complaint with the FEC against Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar, a Democrat. The group is accusing Omar of using campaign funds to illegally reimburse an alleged romantic interest, D.C. political consultant Tim Minette, for personal travel expenses. The claims of an affair between Omar, who is married, and Minette are lodged in a divorce filing by Minette's wife. Omar has denied she had an affair, and her attorneys called the FEC complaint a political ploy. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
We just got an update on the economy. A second estimate of second quarter GDP growth, a bit lower than the first, revised down, now 2% instead of 2.1. That is slower economic growth in the first 3 months of this year when GDP expanded in the first quarter at a 3.1% pace. On Wall Street, stocks could surge again. Dow futures are up almost the same amount as yesterday's big gains in the market when the Dow rose 258 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Carle Cancer Center is getting more than $8 million in federal funding over 6 years to support clinical trials. Carle Cancer Center is sharing $30 million with two other Illinois health providers. The News Gazette says Carle will get $1.36 million for this year. Carle has nearly 100 clinical trials ongoing for cancer prevention, screening, control, and post-treatment surveillance. Heartland Cancer Research in Decatur is getting $16.5 million over 6 years. Stoger Hospital of Cook County, Chicago, gets $5 million over 5 years. A 40-year-old man will be sentenced October 8th for sexually assaulting his friend's girlfriend last fall. The News Gazette says a Champaign County jury on Wednesday found Octavius Jackson guilty of criminal sexual assault. He faces 4 to 15 years in prison. He'll have to serve 85% of his sentence, which will be handed down by Judge Tom DeFantis. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point.
More doing. U.S. only. Wild supplies last. See store for details. Valid through September 11th.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good today with the sunshine. We're at 63 right now, up to 85, down to 63 tonight. 77 the high, more clouds tomorrow, down to 56. Just a 20% chance of scattered showers today through Sunday. Then it bumps up to a 30% chance of rain. High 81 expected on Sunday and on Labor Day Monday. Again, 63 now on ESPN 93.5.
Hurricane Dorian, it is looming. Eben Brown, Fox News reporter, Miami. How are you, my friend?
Good morning.
Well, what are you seeing out there? What's the National Weather Service say?
Well, we're still a number of days out from this, but what we're seeing really is people scurrying to get ready. Stores are already losing the stocks off the shelves, especially with bottled water. There are lines at gas stations. This all began yesterday. And that's actually a good thing. We want people to do this as far advanced as possible because when everyone waits till the night before the storm is actually due to make landfall, that's when we run into trouble. So we're encouraged by this, and our the retailers in this state are very good at keeping the supply chain coming up until the last minute. So we want to see the people out and about getting themselves ready. That's a good sign. After that, it's just a matter of waiting for this thing. Mm-hmm. This storm is taking the worst possible path in getting here, and that it's circumventing the Bahamas and going into that lovely warm water of the southwestern Atlantic and growing and becoming stronger, and it's going to strike the east coast of Florida probably in the Brevard County area, which would be Cape Canaveral, Melbourne, as a Category 3, and that's no small pickings. That's going to be a pretty big impact.
That's a serious hurricane. I don't know what Hurricane Andrew, was that a 4 or 5 back in the day?
Another 5.
5, okay.
And so, Michael last year was a 5.
Okay,
so this is not the strongest it could be, but it's strong enough to really cause, first of all, storm surge. And it will, and a lot of rain, which will cause inland flooding, flash flooding, and it will, and the wind. You're talking about triple-digit mile-per-hour winds, and that destroys trees, which can destroy power grid infrastructure, can really damage homes. A lot of the newer homes have constructed roofs that are supposed to withstand that kind of stuff, but you never quite know until you get there. And nothing stops if a tree branch breaks off and it hits the roof, that's something else again. So that's where you can end up with some real problems and can be a very costly repair.
A little inside baseball. What's the discussion at Fox News as far as who goes there and when is it safe, when is it not? How close do you get to cover this thing?
We get as close as we can, keeping ourselves safe.
Yeah.
That's really what the rule is. We want to be able to tell the stories properly. And for the different Fox News products, that means different things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for television, they certainly want to show you the ferociousness of the storm on TV. We also want to make sure that we're telling the people story, the fact that I've endured this a number of times. I have to evacuate my home again. Last time we had a storm, it cost me $50,000 to fix it. everything up. Now we have to go through this again.
Yeah.
So on and so forth. Those are the real stories of a hurricane. The stories of a disaster, certainly the ferociousness of the disaster is spectacle, but then there's the human impact afterwards. People's lives, their families, their businesses, their communities, they are, you know, depending on how bad the disaster is, they could be forever altered. And we see that when we have these super big storms, these super strong storms like Hurricane Michael that devastate an entire town. People have to go live somewhere, so they go move somewhere, and it takes forever to get repairs. Finally, they give up. You know, they sell the property, they take a loss, they've already started a new job somewhere else, the kids are in a new school. It's time to just move on with their lives.
Mm. Stay safe, my friend. Here's hoping it doesn't get as big as it could over those warm waters, but thanks for the report, bud.
You got it, man.
Thank you. Evan Brown live in Miami about Hurricane Dorian. Now it's going over warm waters. That's the projected path, meaning it'll build. ESPN 93.5, we'll check your sports headlines coming up.
Planning a party or an event? Think Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. With three large back rooms, Big Grove is the ideal place to host your next important gathering, whether it's for the team after the game or a timeless family gathering. Big Grove has the space and the hospitality to make everyone feel welcome. Features include a full bar and a menu with something for everyone. Contact sales at biggrovetavern.com or call 217-239-3505 to reserve your private space.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Unbox your potential. The FedEx Ground location in Champaign is now hiring. Make up to $14.85 per hour depending on shift. Enjoy weekly paychecks, multiple shifts, and tuition reimbursement. Must be at least 18 years of age. To learn more, text GROUND to 33011. That's GROUND to 33011. Again, you must be 18 years of age or older to apply. And to learn more, simply text GROUND to 33011. Standard message and data rates apply. FedEx Ground is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer. Minorities, females, disability, veterans committed to a diverse workforce.
All right, sports headlines at 8:16.
Cardinals are only up by 2 now, with Milwaukee beating them 4-1 yesterday. We've got your Redbird recap now.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney, and the Cardinals have a day off today after falling to Milwaukee 4-1, ending a Cardinals 6-game winning streak. What was the key for Milwaukee yesterday?
Well, the key was they had a good starting pitcher. Jordan Lyles was coming off his best start of the year, and he was a little bit better than Jack Flaherty, who got a quality start on the Cardinals side. He went 6 innings, only gave up 2 earned runs, but the Cardinals got behind early and they couldn't come up with any big hits, and the Brewers, of course, had Josh Hader at the end.
The Cardinals had their 6-game winning streak snapped, and they've won 15 of 19 now. As they go home now, they'll play the Reds, 4 games beginning tomorrow with a single game day-night doubleheader and a single game on Sunday.
There are exciting games ahead on the schedule, and you got to start with Cincinnati.
And that's tomorrow night on the air at 6:20.
Cubs win 10-7 over the New York Mets. Kyle Schwarber had a great game.
Runners lead at first and third. Here's a line drive, base hit, right fielder run is in. Baez racing around second. The ball ends up in the right field corner. Baez will stop at third on a double by Schwarber. Here's a swing and a fly ball to deep left field. This has a chance. Gone. Ian Happ with an opposite field home run. Cubs lead 6-0. Infield in for Schwarber. And Kyle drives one in the air to left field and deep. This ball's got a chance. Gone.
Yep. Good game.
John Lester on the mound today against Jacob DeGrom. And that's out of New York. 6-10 start on US 105.9. Jose Berrios on the mound for the Twins. Chicago White Sox using Dylan Cease for the day game at 110 on Chicago's south side today. Minnesota won yesterday 8-2. The Illini and Akron in action 11 a.m. on Saturday. NFL action has the Colts at Cincinnati at 6. Tennessee is at Soldier Field to take on the Bears. And we also have Kansas City at Green Bay at 7 o'clock tonight. And there's also some college football to be watching. We've got Clemson in action. And, of course, they're, what, number one?
Yeah, playing Georgia Tech. Minnesota plays somebody. They'll beat tonight.
South Dakota State.
Okay, don't forget, it's 10 minutes away. Actually, let's be exact here. 11 minutes and 12 seconds, Mark. That's when it goes up for El Toro, $30, Monday through Thursday, Neal Street location, $30 to eat there on me. I'll pay. You have to go to GoSteever.com. Make sure you have a username and password. You can still do it. It only takes a couple of minutes. And then at 8:30, you're sitting there, and when it's offered, you hit the accept button. We have like $600 or $700 for give it away. It'll be gone in a minute. I know. So good luck to you, El Toro. GoSteever.com. Good luck. Here we go with your weather.
Up to 85, down to 65, 77 the high tomorrow as we wrap up the week, down to 57 in the evening, 78 the high on Saturday with some clouds, and then 81 on Saturday and Sunday, or Sunday and Monday for Labor Day. 65 with the clouds on ESPN 93.5.
All right, going to check your Fox Business Minute and come back. We have an offer tomorrow I want to explain as well. That's kind of a big one. So stand by about that, where I just let you spend my money and you keep the stuff. Great program. 820.
From the Fox Business Network, measure of the health of our economy just out. The second reading of the second quarter GDP.
So how fast the economy grew between April and June, coming in as expected at 2%. This is a tad lower than the 2.1%. That was the first estimate for the second quarter, and of course lower than what we saw in the quarter prior to that when we had 3.1% growth.
That's Lauren Simonetti with the Fox Business Network. Rally is expected on Wall Street this morning as the U.S. and China discuss the next round of negotiations. And in the baby name rankings race, the Amazon Echo could be turning some parents off the name Alexa. The number of parents in Britain calling their baby girls Alexa dropping by more than half last year, according to the UK's Office for National Statistics. Oliver and Olivia remain the most popular names for boys and girls. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
ESPN 93.5. It is Thursday morning. It is 8:23. Walk to defeat ALS. Saturday, September 28th. Kim McQueen, Mike Hopkins in my studio. How are you, folks?
Great.
Good.
How are you?
Doing well.
I'm fine. Walk to defeat ALS. Kim.
Yes.
What is your why?
What is my why? Why do we do this?
Why do you do it?
I had a very dear friend, Paige Parkhill, who most everyone in the community knows, who passed away last year with ALS. Actually, I guess we're going on 2 years now. It seems like yesterday. I was fortunate enough to be one of her caregivers, and I witnessed firsthand what this disease can do, and it is, it's like nothing you've ever seen. It is, it takes everything from the person except their brain function. So they live in a body that they can't communicate, is how it happens.
Same for you, Mike, you Park Hill friend. And
Paige, the Park Hill family from our church, both Kim and I have been friends for the same amount of time, I think, as 4 years that I knew Paige. And the thing that was most devastating to me about the whole thing was Kim would see her day to day. I would see her week to week and sometimes during the week. And the devastation that it causes to the person and the caregivers.
And the family.
It's so difficult. And I use the phrase and I don't like it, but I have to say it. It's a death sentence. There's no option. There's no good out on it. And I got involved because of the media background that you well know I have in part, Steve, because we were together for years. But that's been my role, is trying to help get the word out.
Yeah. Are we making progress on this thing? I mean, if we pour a bunch of money in it, what does it do?
Well, I think most people are familiar with the Ice Bucket Challenge, which, believe it or not, was 5 years ago, if you can believe that. And that brought an incredible amount of awareness to what's happening. And there are new medical technologies that are and discoveries that are happening every day.
Yeah.
And so, yes, we are definitely making headway. And in our community, I think people don't realize within our specific community how many people are affected by this disease. And so the good thing about the Champagne Walk is that the funds that are raised actually stay here in the local community.
Yeah.
So that is, I don't know that everyone knows that as well, but that goes towards so many resources. You know, we have a support group that meets monthly. We've got respite care grants. We've got an equipment locker.
Mm-hmm.
All of that and all of those funds that are raised help provide those resources to families and caregivers that are living with ALS. It's all free of charge.
Yeah.
It's totally free
it's
of
awesome.
Charge.
I see that over 20 individuals in Champaign County are some recent statistics, and every 90 minutes someone is diagnosed with ALS. Every 90 minutes someone dies.
Yes.
So that's a part of your quest to make people come together now, get their teams together so we can meet at Dodds Park and help out on September 28th.
Absolutely.
How do they do that?
So they can go to our website, and sometimes people forget this first part of the website, so let me say it a couple of times. So it is web.alsa.org/Champaign Walk. And again, that's web.alsa.org/Champaign Walk. And they can sign up for an existing team. They can start their own team. They can also be a virtual walker if they want, if they can't join us that day. And I know, Mike, you do that frequently. You've done it every year.
Right. We have a group of golf players. I have to give them a little kick, this stifle group. And this has been something that I got them going. This is our third year, by the way, of the walk, just as a reminder. And that group contributes. They do their walk not on site. They do their walk at the golf course.
Excellent.
That Saturday morning. But that's you do not have to be present to participate.
And give
this
money and pretend you're walking with you, but it doesn't matter.
They're
we
walking.
Want money.
And they're
you're
thinking
walking.
About
you got it.
Yeah,
that's right.
They're supporting. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So it's coming up Saturday, September 28th. It's at Dodds. Again, get involved with web. It's web.alsa.org. /Champaign Walk. How, you have a goal or a number?
Well, you know, we're always wanting to improve the money situation. Obviously, we would like to have a significant. We've had in the $60,000 range.
Wow,
$60,000 is really my goal.
But the awareness is at least
important. Yeah,
this is where we want to let people know about the services and things that are available.
Yeah.
Be able to get in contact.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, listen, thanks both of you for all your energy and effort on this. We're happy to be some small part, a small conduit of the community.
Huge help.
We're happy
really
to help. This is important. Thank
awesome.
You, Kim.
Thank
Mike.
You.
Thanks,
great
Stevie.
To see both
and,
of you.
And by the way, real quick, Ray Spooner was my midwife for Aiden.
Yeah.
So, or mid-husband.
They have a team every year.
Exactly.
I looked into that, and they have a team every year.
That's
and
great.
And they've worked with us for years. So.
And the bike ride for Ray, such an avid bike rider. So, you know, that's kind of why I like to MC this, too, and get involved.
And we appreciate that very
all
much,
right.
Diane.
Good of Diane to get involved in the community.
Finally.
Saturday, September 28th.
Yeah, hardly ever.
Walk to defeat ALS. Mike Hopkins, Kim McQueen, we thank you. ESPN 93.5 829.
I'm a really careful shopper, so when I needed a new washer and dryer, I hit all the stores. I even checked online. I ended up buying at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World because they beat everyone. I wanted a name brand, full-featured top-loading set with large capacity, and I wanted stainless steel tubs. I got all of that, plus glass soft close lids and automatic detergent, fabric softener, and bleach dispenser. And Dick Van Dyke threw in the free 10-year protection plan and no-interest financing for a whole year. All of this for under $600 each. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Champaign-Urbana in August. This laundry pair is a special buy, and there are limited quantities, so hurry in now. Financing is with approved credit and minimum monthly payments. Hurry in while supplies last. They're going fast. Wow!
You get the whole store.
Okay, it's now lit at GhostStever.com. This won't last long. People are now grabbing the El Toro, and they'll be gone in, well, probably by the time the news is over. Anyway, if you want to get in on it, we got an incredible offer tomorrow I want to tell you about. And it's really important, and it's great for businesses particularly. And, yeah, and you ought to do it. So I'll tell you what the offer is tomorrow. on this GoSteever.com plan. 8:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
News. I'm Chris Foster. After basically sparing Puerto Rico, Hurricane Dorian is now forecast to get stronger as it approaches Florida's east coast over the next couple of days. FEMA's acting director Pete Gaynor tells Fox,
"The cone of uncertainty is as far south as Key West and as far north as Jacksonville, even into Georgia."
The storm knocked out a lot of power passing over the Virgin Islands. A smaller field is set for next month's Democratic Party primary debate in Houston.
Candidates had to get 2% in at least four qualifying polls and secure 130,000 unique donors. 10 of them did it, getting a spot on the stage. Joe Biden, Cory Booker, Pete Buttigieg, Julian Castro, Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, Beto O'Rourke, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Andrew Yang. After failing to qualify for the debate, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand announced she's dropping out of the race.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America is listening to Fox News.
It's summer buckets of fun at Addie's. Buckets of what, you may be asking? Buckets of four 16-ounce aluminum bottles and a large bucket of range balls. It's summertime, and it's time to unwind and help your golf game while enjoying a few cold ones. Take some swings and some swigs of your favorite domestic brew for only $20. Just come on into Addie's in Stone Creek and soak up the summer with this summer buckets of fun promotion. Only at Addie's at 2600 South Stone Creek Boulevard in Urbana.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the reinvented Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body and allows maximum airflow. Sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During our Labor Day event, enjoy a special savings of up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Find a retailer today at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 8 years and 4 months in prison is the sentence for a Kankakee man who took part in the 2016 holdup of a phone store in Champaign. 29-year-old Andrew Dunn on Tuesday was sentenced after pleading guilty to obstruction of commerce by robbery for his role in the armed holdup of a Sprint store in July of 2016. If you have plans to fly somewhere for this Labor Day weekend, keep an eye on the weather. Hurricane Dorian is expected to hit Florida sometime this weekend. A lot of airlines have already announced they're waiving change fees for certain airports. If you're supposed to travel, check ahead on the weather for your destination and whether your flight is affected by the storm. Carl Cancer Center is getting more than $8 million in federal funding over 6 years to support clinical trials. Carl Cancer Center is sharing $30 million with two other Illinois health providers. The News Gazette says Carl will get $1.36 million for this year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
It's not ironic that the last four digits of Rosati's are 23-34. The two best Chicago athletes wore number 23 and number 34, and Rosati's makes some of the best Chicago-style pizza in Champaign-Urbana. 23, the number of the greatest basketball player ever, Michael Jordan. Like Rosati's, they always are delivering in the clutch. Walter Payton or Sweetness wore number 34. Rosati's has a smooth and sweet sauce that packs a powerful punch of flavor on their pie like Walter Payton in the end zone. So get the legendary Chicago-style pizza by dialing 328-2334 or 328 Michael Jordan, Walter Payton. Jay Layman is back on the Jeremy Warner Show this fall.
Is Isaiah Williams going to really compete for this quarterback spot with his ability to run the ball? I just don't know how accurate of a thrower he is.
Get the insight from the former All-American Illini linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. Catch him on Monday morning starting at 10 a.m. as he talks Illini football and breaks down the rest of the Big Ten. Thanks to Molitor Financial Group and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Don't miss a thing and be sure to check out our podcast online at ESPNCU.com.
You know, Jay Layman, former Champaign Central star, went to Illinois, All-American linebacker, captain of the Rose Bowl team. That was a real blessing that his family moved to Champaign.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Layman is just, everybody wants to be around Jay Layman. He's like Habib. You won't be around people like that.
He's got good energy.
You betcha. Here we go with your weather.
85 our high, partly cloudy. 65 our low, 20% chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Similar tomorrow, high 77, low 57. 78 on Saturday, 81 Sunday. 30% chance of showers on Sunday's forecast. And Labor Day Monday, partly cloudy with a high 82. Currently 65, ESPN 93.5.
Got the big farm show going on over in Decatur.
Yes, we do.
Sonny Perdue was there yesterday.
Actually got a call from the president and put the phone up to the microphone.
I can't believe that worked.
I know.
7 minutes of a conversation, president telling the farmers that, you know what, we can do a quick one, I'd win re-election, but we have to do it right. He's trying to get more aid. Sonny Perdue said it doesn't cover everything, the $16 billion given in aid. But he said, we want to do this right. And so, very unusual. You think the president of the United States with his agricultural secretary would have some fancy sound thing set up. And he takes his iPhone and puts it to a microphone.
Right.
That's all I got?
Sonny's like, I better take this call right in the middle of his talk.
That's so funny. I'll
probably coordinated, I would
I
say.
Mean,
oh.
Yeah, but I mean, if the president of the United States is calling, can't you have a, probably wouldn't have worked. I mean, we know how technology...
Put a little aux cord in and
something.
Then have it magnified, you mean?
I mean, there's got to be a
but
thing.
But then again, you don't want the call to drop. In fact, towards the
yeah,
end, when he started to kind of turn to a stump speech kind of thing, rally, there was bad cell reception.
It was
for
breaking
a little
up a little bit. But kind of cool, president wasn't in Illinois, but he called Illinois.
Exactly.
Okay.
Farm Progress Show.
All right, 8:37. Listen to this for 30 seconds, then I'll come back and tell you what the deal is tomorrow.
Hey, Joe, you got that spreadsheet for me?
Yeah, 1 second, Larry. Let me pull it up. Where'd it go?
Hey, I'm going to need that spreadsheet ASAP, Joe.
Yeah. Sure, Larry. Just 1 second. It's gone. Everything's gone. My emails, my spreadsheets, my fantasy football league.
This is Joe. Don't be like Joe. Give Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign a call at 359-8041. They'll make sure your work setup is secure and running smoothly. Then you won't be in a situation like Joe.
Yeah, so we're having Jeff Facer, who owns Area-Wide Technology, coming out tomorrow about 7:20. And after we chat with him about security for your system, because hacking and data breach, don't you hear about that every day now? So the offer tomorrow will be for a business to get a security check, kind of a checkup on your security, and then I'll donate up to $1,000 for any fixes you may need. You might not need any, but he'll do the scan for free, and that'll probably take a day. Depending on how big an operation you have, if you're a small business, it won't take very long, but I'm going to put that offer out there, and up to $1,000 in fixes I'll pay for. Area-Wide Technologies, I've been in business 20 years. They serve hundreds of businesses around here. They're one of those behind-the-scenes people, behind-the-curtain people that fix stuff and keep it from getting hacked and things like that. So it takes a little explanation what the giveaway is tomorrow, obviously for businesses. So if you're a decision-maker or business owner, you might want to be listening tomorrow morning at 7:20. It'll be via the text tomorrow. Of people that are interested in using Area-Wide Technologies, just kind of give them a checkup and make sure we're good. Or if you've got glaring security issues, you don't want that. I mean, how many times are we hearing about the highest, most sophisticated bank systems getting hacked and credit cards and all these unbelievable things happening? How good is your system? So tomorrow morning, 7:20, we'll talk to Jeff Facer at Area-Wide. And then we'll give out our offer for a business to get a free checkup on me, and then I'll pay $1,000 toward any fixes. Hopefully you don't need any. Tomorrow morning, that's our offer. El Toro flew out the shelf. We gave $23, $30 vouchers in less than a minute.
Wow.
Go to GhostFever.com so you can get in on the fun, and most everything's going to be moving online just like we're doing. But you have to be registered. I thought we'd have a few people register. We have hundreds upon hundreds, and they keep coming.
That's great.
Well, it's just like I'm standing on the corner with bills, giving out cash. That's essentially the program. So if you want to be part of it, go steveburr.com.
Randy Graham at Curtis Orchard.
Joyce focused on the bakery, so the things there were her baby, and we keep her recipe going on the donuts.
This is your mother-in-law, and your wife, Deb, is such a good cook.
The donuts have been going crazy. It's just been amazing. So,
you wouldn't think of hot weather and donuts, but I'm the only one who doesn't think that way, apparently. And fritters, you know, I don't think of hot weather and fritters, but most people do.
Curtis Orchard, 3902 South Duncan Road, Champaign. Visit CurtisOrchard.com.
Retired police officers went through a lot. The last thing they need to think about is a roof in their retirement. Freedom Roofing respects former police officers and the sacrifices they made. That's why Freedom Roofing is giving away a roof to one retired police officer. To nominate a retired police officer, just email the officer's name, address, phone number, and a paragraph on why you think they deserve a new roof and send it to freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. The team at Freedom Roofing will select a retired officer as the winner in September. That address again is freedom@sjbroadcasting.com.
Pack your bags and get ready for a trip of a lifetime with the all-new Champaign Outdoors Adventure Travel. They're visiting three amazing destinations next year. You can check out the pristine beaches and volcanic national parks in Costa Rica, enjoy sun, waterfalls, and wine in Croatia, or go on the ultimate bucket list adventure as you trek up Mount Kilimanjaro to reach the highest peak in Africa. These are all small group trips only available to you in the Champaign-Urbana area and include experienced guides and luxury accommodations. So what are you waiting for? Start your adventure today by visiting champagneoutdoors.com/travel.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture, make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
How do you not say things when people and you see the media and you see things said about police officers? You guys kind of lay low because so much of it is nonsensical. It's not true information.
That's true. You only see the snippets out there. You never see the whole story. And you got a 10-minute video and you only see 3 seconds of it. Police officers are, you have to be a special person to be a police officer, especially nowadays. You have to have that mindset. You just have to ignore what's going on. You just have to look at it, evaluate things, and move forward. You have to treat everyone with respect, do what the best you can do. And at the end of the day, you go home to your family, go on your significant other, and you live your life. But you just have to have that mindset, try to deal with it, try to learn, train, take your training into account, and just roll with it. It's a hard job. It's a very hard job, but it's something you need to do.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
I know I've been doing it every day, but I'm going to play another 2 minutes of Jim Gaffigan. I don't care. I want to laugh.
It's good for your soul, Stevie.
I want to laugh.
There you go.
October 17, State Farm. I looked up tickets. You can still get pretty close on the site-ish. It's kind of a theater setting, and I think tickets range from 40 to 87 or something. 60.
The biggest thing is he's got clean humor.
Yeah, it's clean humor.
It's so hard to find that nowadays.
He makes me laugh. He's now become my favorite comedian. So how about that? So I'm going to play another couple minutes.
Whether you're just starting out, tired of renting, or purchasing your dream home, Busey's award-winning mortgage team will find the financing that's right for you. With a simplified home buying experience, Busey will be there for you every step of the way. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mom, can we get White Castle sliders?
Great idea, Ben. Let's see where they are.
Attention, Ben. Tell your mom she can find White Castle sliders in the freezer aisle. They're made with 100% beef patties on a bed of steamed grilled onions with the same one-of-a-kind taste you can find in Castle.
Ooh, she's smart. Hey, intercom lady, any advice for my first day of school?
Ben, she's not gonna...
Try a new hairstyle. Ooh, maybe a mullet.
A mullet? Cool.
You are not getting a mullet.
White Castle. Find the slider variety you crave in your nearest freezer aisle.
Here we go. We got a race. We knew we had a race. It's going into September with a heck of a Central Division in Major League Baseball National League.
Well, and the Cardinals were on a roll. What was it, six wins in a row or
six in a row.
So now they lead by two, and the Cubs won yesterday. Milwaukee on top yesterday, though. 4-1 was the final. We've got a series starting up tomorrow against Cincinnati. Cardinals with a well-deserved day off today. It's a 7:15 start into your Friday night here on ESPN 93.5. It's Cubs over the Mets yesterday, 10-7. Let's hope we can fly that white flag with the blue W today. It's a 6:10 start. Jacob DeGrom pitching for the Mets and John Lester for our Cubs. We have Jose Berrios for the Minnesota Twins against Dylan Cease, a 1:10 start on Chicago's south side as the Twins beat the White Sox 8-2 yesterday. Illinois and Akron, 11 a.m. Saturday. Serena Williams tested, but 17-year-old Katie McNally went down at the U.S. Open. Some football tonight. Number one Clemson hosting Georgia Tech. South Dakota State is at Minnesota. That's sports. I'm Diane Deasy.
I mean, I can't imagine a 17-year-old in the U.S. Open. And there's Serena Williams. It'd be like dueling typewriters. I'm looking across the council at Paul Harvey. I mean, that's kind of what it would be. You're going, whoa.
Yeah.
That I listened and watched and I'm playing them now? That'd be intimidating. They're 17 years old, and they gave her a bit of a scare.
Well, I mean, it's kind of age versus maturity.
Well, it's a legend, but you were a fan. It might be why you were there.
That's
it's like playing with Tiger Woods, and I was five when I saw you win. I mean, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Serena's just been around so long. Amazing story there. Check your weather.
Okay, then. We've got a high 82, low 62. The chance of showers at 20%. About the same for tomorrow with a high 78. 79 the high on Saturday. 81 both Sunday and Labor Day, Monday, partly cloudy conditions. The greatest chance of rain is Sunday with a 30% shot at showers. We're currently at 68. ESPN 93.5.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. Time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2019 Honda CR-V, which you made the best-selling CUV in America in 2019. And while the joy caused by these deals is quite a joy to behold, it's even better to experience for yourself. So hurry in to your local Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details based on IHS market calendar year to date, March 2019 for non-luxury traditional entry size CUV segment new retail registrations in U.S.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. A time for uncontainable elation everywhere you look. And I'm not just talking about summertime. I mean time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2019 Honda HR-V. Awarded Best SUV Brand for 2019 by U.S. News & World Report. Hurry in to your local Honda dealer.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to centralilhondadealers.com.
See dealer for financing details. U.S. News & World Report, November 2018.
El Toro Mexican Restaurant in Champaign on South Neal Street is the perfect place to pick up dinner for the family on your way home from work. Whether it's a chicken fajita meal for everyone to share, a cheese quesadilla for the kids, or a margarita for yourself, El Toro will have the food hot and ready for you. Just call them at 217-378-7807 to place an order. That's 217-378-7807. Can't make it to the restaurant? They'll bring the food to you. Delivery is also available. Just visit their website at eltororestaurante.com and click on the delivery tab.
Hi, I'm Troy Lance from Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lance is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Union Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lance today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanceInc.com. I'm Troy Lance, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
All right, Jim Gaffigan coming to State Farm Center October 17.
Last summer, we did our first big family vacation. Well, I should clarify, we went to Disney. Now, if you haven't been to Disney as an adult, just imagine you're standing in line at the DMV. And that's it. Actually, it was Orlando in July, so it was kind of like standing in line on the surface of the sun. Why would we do this to ourselves? Remember when you were a kid and you'd go on vacation, you'd be like, why is Dad always in a bad mood? Now I understand. How can I spend an enormous amount of money, be uncomfortable, and listen to my children complain and whine?
Disney. Oh, good.
I did figure out what makes Disney truly magical, though. You can walk around sweating your ass off for 12 hours and still gain weight. I know it's 110 out here, but these fries taste great. We eat, you know, because we want to have a good time. Really, that's all a vacation is, just us eating in a place we've never been. Well, why don't we eat something, then we'll go and get something to eat. And we'll see that thing we're supposed to see. They probably got a snack bar there, right? After that, we should probably get something to eat, though. Then we'll eat something. Because, you know, there's pressure to have fun on your vacation, right? But at Disney, it's like a desperation. You see it on the faces of parents. They're like, oh, this was an enormous mistake. I hope you're having fun. It was either this or send you to college. I stood in line for an hour and 15 minutes for the Dumbo ride. After a minute, I was like, I'm the Dumbo. I'm waiting to see myself. At the end of the line, there's just going to be a mirror and some guy going, Dumbo. Some of those rides at Disney, they make you realize how far we've come with amusement parks. Like, I was on that ride, It's a Small World. I was like, wow, there was a time when people found this entertaining? You could be on acid, you're like, I'm not getting anything here. I think I'll go back to staring at my hand. Yeah, that's better. If only I had two of these. Because a lot of those rides at Disney, they were developed in the 70s. There was no competition. They were making up rides. It was just some guy going, all right, how about a bumper car goes into a dark room and there's a picture of Winnie the Pooh. People stand in line for an hour for that, right? Ooh, here I got another one. What if we hollow out a log and throw them over a waterfall? We got their money. What are they going to do? I have to admit, my favorite ride was the air-conditioned bus back to the airport.
Jim Gaffigan, no, he's terrific. He just connects, and he's, you know, particularly families. If you have kids. Anyway, it's October 17, State Farm Center in Champaign.
Planning a party or an event? Think Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. With three large back rooms, Big Grove is the ideal place to host your next important gathering, whether it's for the team after the game or a timeless family gathering. Big Grove has the space and the hospitality to make everyone feel welcome. Features include a full bar and a menu with something for everyone. Contact sales at biggrovetavern.com or call 217-239-3505 to reserve your private space.
Fall is all about color. So is Vigoro Colored Mulch at the Home Depot. Right now at Labor Day savings of 5 bags for just $10. Vigoro is 100% natural shredded wood, 3 beautiful shades. It beautifies your garden while retaining moisture. And at this low price, it also looks great on your budget. Today is the day for doing with Labor Day savings on Vigoro Mulch, 5 bags, just $10. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Okay, so tomorrow, again, I'll give a company, small business, a big business, whatever you want, a business security check, a checkup.
I think this is a good idea.
Well, I think it's just, shoot, I'd take it here.
Yeah, there's so many loopholes.
There's just things you have to know that, you know, do I click on, you know, and there's so many things that will bait you to do something you shouldn't do.
That's right.
Anyway, Area White.
I'm in what video?
Yeah. Right, exactly. Area White Technologies, Jeff Facer, the owner of the company, will be in 720 tomorrow. Then I'll give you that free security checkup for them and give you $1,000 toward any fixes, if you need any, toward the fix. That'll be tomorrow morning.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you for listening. Also, tomorrow I'll give out four more tickets to the Illini and Akron game, and two of them will be in the Colonnades.
Yes.
So
nice.
That's tomorrow.
And then Kent Brown's doing an appearance to tell us all about the Illini Akron and all the celebration beforehand with our tail great back again.
Yep, and we'll get into that. Coach Ditka, Brother Johnny, that's Friday. That's tomorrow.
I love it.
So we're looking forward to meeting you there. Thank you.
I'm skipping to work tomorrow,
Let's
Stevie.
Go. Let's
Enjoy
get her done.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. The Jeremy Warner Program is coming up next. ESPN 93.5, you gotta plan your calendars to go to this.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. Once again, I'm hosting the Live to Lead mega event at Dye Hotel on Friday, October 11th. John Maxwell and four speakers, Angela Ahrens, Marcus Buckingham, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com. So bring your team. I guarantee you'll be better equipped with new perspectives, practical tools, and key takeaways. Improving our minds is like working out. We can't go to the gym just once and expect to be in shape. It's a continuous process. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
Summer's ending, and savings are back in business with Dell's Labor Day sale. Small